to be in His house.
Amen.
And God has a calling for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, and He has a calling for you. And I have always felt the call, but I've always run from the call. And on January the 10th of 2018, God said, Kelly, are you tired of running? And I was worn out. I was bitter. I was angry. And I said, God, I'm taking a step back because I'll go to hell if I don't stop this. I would pray, God, don't let me get in an accident because I know exactly where I'm going. Can you feel the call of God and be doing wrong? Yes, you can. You can feel it, you can know it, and you can be running. And I'm trying to tell you this morning, run to God. Run with Him with everything that you've got. He's got a calling for you. He's going to, where God will guide you, He will provide for you in every single way. And so many people are intimidated. So many people are uncomfortable by what God wants them to do. And you know what? You'll make yourself miserable. You'll wear yourself out trying to run from the thing that you were born to do. Amen. Now let's go to Psalms. We're going to look at chapter 121. And if I've known anything this week, it's that God is all around. He's all around wherever you go. He is everywhere. I've had one of them weeks where I dreaded this week coming. There were so many things that happened in my family. And I thought, God, I can't wait for this week to come and go. And God, I don't want the week to come. Like a bunch of double-minded, blonde-headed women. Whoa. I want it, but I don't. You know? And it's not good for people to wake up in dread. I've got a few situations right now in my heart when I came to church that just, there's some things that just sting on the inside. There's some things, Brenda, they're stinging because God's not done with them yet. There's some people that I've just had to say, Angel, God, I put them right in your hands. God, I don't know it all. God, I don't want to know it all. But God, you help my loved one. You minister to them. God, save them. God, save them till the inside starts to change. Till it changes so much it goes on the outside. See, we get emotional about our loved ones. We get emotional about the things that concern us. But really, God is not shaken. He knows exactly what He's doing. There's a surrender that has to happen, and you got to open your eyes, and you have to realize that God is all around us. Amen. Now let's go to Psalms chapter 121, and it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And if you're in need of some help today, you stop looking around. You stop calling your girlfriend. You stop calling your friend that's going to tell you what you want to hear. You look up and you look to God because He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the only thing that can save you. He is the only thing that can deliver you. He is the only thing that can make this thing work for you down here. And it's not about, oh, getting all wrapped up about, oh, this and that. You know what? It's time to turn your eyes on the living God because God has stuff for us to do. But you know what? The devil comes in all sorts of forms. Loneliness. To every single person under the sound of my voice, you wake up and the devil starts in, you're going to live alone the rest of your life. You're going to be lonely. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. And you know what? It just takes a strong person to say, you know what? My God shall supply every single need. It's according to His will. It's according to His purpose. And you know what? I'm telling every single person in here, wait on the person that God has for you. Because if you don't, you're going to wake up and Kayla, you'll be miserable. You'll feel that dread in your soul. You'll know that you made a mistake.
Amen.
Amen. God has somebody for every single person under the sound of my voice, whether you're listening on the website, whether you're hearing me, or however you're hearing me, wait on the person that God has for you. My husband said, Kelly, I didn't get you anything for your ordainment. I'm sorry. I said, well, husband, that ain't that type of gig. I'm not trying to squeeze one more present out from you. I always got things on the backup picked out for chair. But you know what? The gift that Jeremy's given me for 11 years, the 11 years that we've been together, is Jeremy has never squelched who I knew I was supposed to be. Never, not one time. He's never acted jealous. Jeremy went to Bible school. Jeremy is a licensed minister. Has been since the day that I met him. Has been the entire time that we dated. He's never acted awful to me for any purpose. He's had people come up and say, now, I don't like your preaching, but I like your wife's preaching. I've had people come up to me, now, I don't like your preaching, but I like Jeremy's preaching. It ain't a jealousy thing. When God puts you together with the person that you're supposed to have, man, Jeremy's got it going on in ways that I couldn't even imagine. And I don't know what I got going on, but I'm a mess half the time. But anyways, my help comes from the Lord. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from harm, and he will watch over you. See, you want to be so protective over all this stuff, and you feel like you got to constantly defend yourself and this and that, and everything is tearing at you, trying to get you to react. The Lord will watch over you. The Lord will make sure that you're not harmed. A day in December, I came into my parents' house going to work, and Dad said, Kelly, have you talked to your mother? And I said, no. Mother and Casey are like this. Me and Dad, we like this. I love my mother. My mother loves me. And that's how our family is. We love each other, but each parent has a kid that's just like them. Scary. I know that there could be two of us. But anyways, I said, no, I haven't talked to mother. And he just had this look that I've not quite ever seen on him. And he said, well, sit down. I thought, well, okay. I'm going to sit down. And when I sat down, he said, your mother has cancer. And I stopped hearing everything else after the word cancer. He said, your mother has cancer, Kelly. And he began to talk and being able to, he said, now they're going to wait to schedule this surgery till after the holidays. This was December. He said, your mother is worried about y'all's girls' Christmas dinner. And she can't have certain, she don't want to mess up y'all's dinner. See, that's just like Sister Millie. She'd give her life up so her children and her husband and her grandchildren could have Christmas dinner. And I sat there for a minute where many of y'all have sat. You hear something you don't want to hear, and you're faced with a decision that's either going to make you or it's going to break you. And I sat there for about 5 seconds, Alvy, and I was making a decision. Am I going to fold or am I going to woman up? See, what are you going to do? You hear something you don't want to hear. Something bad happens in your life. A misfortunate thing. A disappointment. I got up. And I said, I want that cancer out of my mother as soon as it can come out. That appointment that they're putting off, that's not good enough. I'm friends with that doctor. I called them up and I said, now look here, I got one mama, and I want you to call and get that appointment scheduled today. Let me tell you something. So many people, they wake up with a spiritual cancer in their soul, and you want to put that off. No, I'm going to keep on living in sin. No, I'm going to keep on doing this. No, I'm going to keep on doing that. My mama did it till she was 50. I'm going to do it till I'm 50 and I've got time. I'm going to tell you right now, get it out of your life.
That's right.
Go on. Stop making excuses for you being in the wrong.
Yes.
Woman up. Man up. I say that a lot and it's offensive to people, but you know what? I don't know what else to tell you. God called you to be a man and a woman of God. He called you to walk in the spirit of excellence. He called you to be honest first and foremost with yourself. A lot of people think, oh, I got to be honest with God. You can't even start to be honest with the living God until you can be honest with you, because it's you that's constantly making excuses for the thing that you're doing wrong. Yeah, I have always felt called, and I've always run. You know why, Brother Mike? Because I saw too much. That's it. I saw too many people say, I'm behind you, Brother Angelo. Where did they go? And I used it as an excuse for years to be hard-hearted. And on January the 10th, I had that epiphany. And I said, God, you got me backed up in a corner. And I know it. And God, I'll answer the call. I'll do what you call me to do, because really, at the end of this thing, the thing that's most important is that people meet Jesus. They stop living off of other people's faith. That'll get you so far. I lived off their faith for years. Did me a lot of good, it really did. But you know what? When I met Jesus for myself, I really was on to something.
Amen.
And so, it says, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. Now let's go to Psalms 139. I tell you, when all the deacons and everybody lays hands on you, it'll put you in an emotional state. And I already woke up with a couple things. See, when you got to go to church and all this stuff, if you're going to get in an argument with your family, it's going to be on Sunday. You're going to have it out with your kids in full bloom blossom. It's going to be on Sunday. You're going to have a good marital spat. It's going to be on Sunday. It's a definite.
That's right.
I mean, there's no question. Sunday's reserved for getting into a day. That's what the devil has planned. See, because the devil knows these seats are empty. Because, see, people won't just do what God wants them to do. You think it's all about you. It ain't all about you. Man, who are you supposed to be sitting by? Who are you supposed to be ministering to? Who are you supposed to be encouraging? How can you lay your hands on somebody and see the sick healed when you can't even get yourself to church? Now, I know that's some very hard preaching, and it's to the wrong folks, because y'all here. I get it. But you know what? God's raising up a people that's going to man up and woman up and be who they're supposed to be every single day of the week.
That's what we need.
Now, that is what we need. Glory. Now, Psalms 139, we're going to look at verses 1. We're going to go through here very quickly. And it says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, and you are familiar with all my ways. See, people are looking to another person to finish them, to complete them, to, oh, he finishes my sentences. Look, Jer, for 11 years, has not been able to finish my sentences because I don't even know what I'm about to say. I'm very unpredictable. A lot of my big decisions, they were news to me. I keeping it real. That's not always of God. I'm learning how to not make rash decisions, but I am being honest with you. I don't know what I'm going to say, Alfie. So it's a good thing that God does. And when I don't say what I'm supposed to, it's a good thing He's there to tell me right off the bat. And it says, "You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways." And you know what? Let me tell you something. If you're looking for another person to be able to do that for you, you're going to come up short. You got an unrealistic expectation of another person that's going to never be able to do that for you. But you know what? People, they watching too many TV shows. They think love is this, that, and the other. You know what love is? Consistency. Love is marrying who God told you to marry. I ain't woke up every day feeling all in love with Jer. He ain't woke up every day feeling all in love with me. I've made that very difficult for him. But you know what? Gotta hold it together. He ain't stopped working God's plan for his life. I haven't stopped working God's plan for my life. That's why we're still together. Wasn't intending on getting off on this morning, but for some reason I am, so we're just going to go with it. Okay. Anyhow, God knows exactly what's going on with you. He's all around. He knows. He knows every single thing. He knows who to put in your path. He knows who to get out of your path. Some of the people in our path, He's looking you to say, "I'm taking you out of the picture." Amen. Amen. "Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me." And what I had to come to grips with, Mama Brenda, is that before I knew that my mother had cancer, God knew it. See, before I felt the sting and the emotion in my heart from all the things that's gone on this week, God knew it. You don't think God cares about you? Man, God never slumbers. He never has a bad day where He says, "I don't feel like dealing with them. They're stupid. They're doing stupid things. They're making stupid decisions. I'm tired of them." See, I have the tendency, Michelle, to let people go because I get sick of them. We're having church, aren't we? Amen. I get sick of folks, particularly folks in my own family. Y'all are my family, by the way. Brother Alvin got that. Now, I'm going to get on me and Shelly. Because Shelly don't care if I preach about her all day long. I've hated Michelle. I've talked bad about Michelle. I've judged Michelle. I've called her everything but a white woman. God is my witness. And a few other colorful things. Right after January the 10th, God started working on my heart. Kelly, I'd heard it all my life. Kelly, you can't help change nobody that you won't love first. I've been bitter. I've been angry. I have felt cheated. See, let's get here and let's have some church. See, you feel cheated by the things that you feel like God let happen to you. God ain't took His hands off of you. God ain't took His hands off of the situation. It just ain't finished. I feel a real sting, Brenda, knowing that my niece and my nephew aren't here this morning, but God will perfect. Amen. See, we ain't going to talk about things that's not going on. No, we're going to get right down and we're going to talk about them. Because He who the Son sets free is free indeed. What sets us free? Truth. It's the thing that churches back up on. Because see, if you preach the truth, what are you going to have? You're going to have empty seats. Because the truth is not popular, but the truth pierces every single thing that ain't right up inside of you. You got a loved one that you want so desperately to be saved and healed, you stop hating their guts. You stop thinking that you're better. I sat down in January and I had a talk with Michelle and I said, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. Has she done a million things? Yes, she has. That wasn't the discussion that we were going to have that day. Because it ain't really when I'm standing up there before God and see my life is fixing to be thrown in hell because of my hatred and my bitterness and my stuff. It ain't about Shelly. It's about what I did with this life that He gave. And I said, I have been wrong. I have judged you harshly. Not just a little. Harshly. I have not been a good support system. I have failed. You know what? If you'll own up to what you did in the picture, God will fix the rest of the picture. But if He can't even get the women and men of God to own up to what they did wrong in that situation, there's no hope for it. Because see, we're the people that say we know our God. We got to own up to where we was wrong. And then we have to make a change. See, too many people doing what Michael Jackson said. I'm asking that person in the mirror. I'm asking them to change their ways. Was that Michael Jackson, sweetheart? Thank the Lord. He really gets aggravated when I misquote songs. But see, you need to stop asking that person in the mirror to change or to think about changing. You need to get to looking at them and you need to get to telling them you're going to change. Amen. Glory. And let's go to verses 13 and 14. And it says, for you created my inmost being and you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. See, we think praise is just about because we're having a good day. Praise just because everything worked out the way we thought it should. You know what? Stop trying to identify and define what praise really is. And start reading your Bible. Because I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Not because everything is going right. Not because it's all going my way. Not because my loved ones are all in a place I want them to be. Not because I have been able to fight off my addiction. Not because I've gotten rid of the anger and the rage and the bitterness. No, I praise you because I am made after your image, God. What is God's image? What does it look like? Does it look like a quitter? Does it look like a person that can't stand up and take it on? No, I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You got to know who you are. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My mother, she was up there in Little Rock, and a lot of people don't know Sister Millie because Sister Millie is quiet because she's married to Dad. And Dad does about 95% of the talking. And after he's done, if he didn't say it in a sweet way, Mother will do the other 5% of the talking, and she will go and say, now, sweetheart, what he meant was da-da-da-da-da. That's how Sister Millie is. Yeah. Every time she was just in and out, pain medicine, this, that, and the other. But every time God used her to minister to somebody too. God was all around. She woke up one time and there was a nurse named Elizabeth. And she woke up and my mother woke up with tears in her eyes and she woke up and she said, Elizabeth, God has a plan. And just began to minister to her. Elizabeth turned around. See, God knew what day to have Elizabeth there. See, you want to think about knowing, not trying to not be where you're supposed to be? Somebody's going to pay the price for that. Somebody's needing you to be where you're supposed to be. Somebody's needing you to be who you're supposed to be. Somebody's needing you to say, God, I'll answer the call. Elizabeth turns around. begins to minister to Casey. I'm sitting in the back, and I'm going, God, I can't believe this. You're all up in this place. You're all up in the UAMS. Oh my gosh. So then we go out and we sit down. Michelle, you're going to love this. We go out and we sit down. And God knows that I have a tendency to just get sad just like that. Y'all ever watch Finding Dory? I love Dory, don't you, Lucas? I love her. Okay, we're sitting in the lobby waiting for like 8 hours on Mother. I ain't never wait 8 hours for nothing. I was saying, Jesus, you better be up in UAMS because I'm impatient. They give you a dinger like you're at a Red Lobster and you're sitting there and you're waiting for that thing to go off and about 8 hours later it thinks about it. I sat down and Casey sat down in front of me. Now we all know how Casey is. Casey likes personal space. I don't care to get all up in your business and I don't care for you to get all up in my business. It's fine. There's this little girl, she's about 25, and her name was Molly. And Molly sits down right by Casey, and this is what she does. She sits down. She's got the biggest grin a person could ever have. She sits down, and she just slowly turns her head. Casey's right here because Molly's too close. So Casey's getting weirded out. Here's Casey, and here's Molly. And I'm like, oh, poor Molly. She done sat down by the wrong sister. And Molly caught that drift right about the time I was thinking, Molly, you took the wrong place to sit, sweetie. Molly gets up and looks at Casey, turns around, sits right there by me, does the same grin. I said, my name's Kelly, what's yours? She goes, Molly. And for the next several hours, I was really falling in love with Jesus because I knew that I needed a laugh, and I knew that God knew that I needed a laugh. Because if I stopped and thought about all the things that had happened in the week, my heart would be troubled. And Molly kept me company for 8 hours. And what I began to realize about Molly was that she was a little slow. There was something wrong there. And I got out my phone, and I made it my job for the next 8 hours to be the best company for Molly that I could be, because I knew that God had sent Molly there just for me. Amen? See, you are the hands and feet of Jesus. God needs a person that ain't worried about getting headlights by hugging somebody. I've been there. God, I don't know if I want to hug them or not. They're scratching too much. Amen. Mary had these foster babies years ago, and somebody had broken all their bones. And God began to minister to me. Because they did have head lice, and I knew it. They had a lot of it. See, and God, when you really look back, you'll see that God was working on you all the time to get you to answer the calling that He has. And I remember years ago, God said, Kelly, don't you miss the blessing of loving those children because you're worried about a little bugs. I took them babies and I hugged them. God protected me from that head lice.
Glory to God.
Thank the Lord. But I began to love those children because you know what? After all, God is all around. He needs you to be His hands and feet. If you want woman up, if you want man up, He's going to go and He's going to look for somebody else that's more willing. And see, you'll have to take another trip around. You'll have to be more miserable. See, it's going to continue on. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. And see, I don't know where I've been all my life, but I've always seen people be troubled about their loved ones and about this, that, and the other. And I've really never felt that, Alvy, till God allowed me to feel it in full force. And you're trying to believe God, and at the same time, there's like a knife stuck in your heart because you're concerned, because you're worried about many things. But you know what? Here is the answer to that. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. There are things that I do not understand. There are things that I said, God, how did that happen? And he said, Kelly, I'll take care of every detail. To the very littlest thing, I will take care of it. Don't lean on your own understanding, because you can't even understand what God is going to do about that situation. You could never imagine how he will handle it. Because when he handles it, everybody is going to be in awe of the glory of God. Because when God handles a matter, he handles it in every single aspect. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. See, it's going to take all of you to get what God's got for you. See, in all of your ways. See, when you feel like being a hypocrite, in all of your ways, when you feel like being devastated and depressed and melancholy and all these things, in all of my ways. I never realized some of my ways was wicked. I thought I was the best. I mean, you know, really, I'm not that bad. Look at so-and-so, man. Being judgmental. I'm good at it. But I've tried to slow down in my life, and I've tried to say, God, you're calling all the shots. What are the shots for today? Who do you want me to forgive today? I'm working my way up, God, to being a better woman, to being the woman that I said I would be. God, I'm trusting you with my loved ones. Now you send me somebody else's loved one and let me minister to them. See, sometimes we get all frustrated with our loved ones. You know what? God needs you to woman up. He needs you to man up. Because pray that God send a laborer to your loved one. See, we think it always has to be us. Sometimes you done said too much, been too mean, whatever, to be able to get through to that person. Be who you're supposed to be. God's going to send you people that, you know what, they have had issues. If you'll love them. See, God's not forgetting about your children. God's not forgetting about your loved one. He needs you to do what you're supposed to do. Don't fall back on what you can and cannot understand. It's not about what you understand. It's about if you'll trust him. It's about if you'll acknowledge him in all of your ways.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 15. We're going to look at verses 3. And it says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. And if I know anything after the week that I've had, I know that God is all around us. And my heart, Brother Alvy, is really touched. Because I began to think about the week. And I said, oh my God, you were just there in all of it. You were there in all of that stuff, God. You were there when I woke up and I was dreading it. You were there when I was broken in it. You were there when I was angry in it. We had so many nurses, man, that were believers. We had one. The last one that we had, her name was Sharon. Sharon was a Mama Brenda. And she was a sister of soul, if you know what I mean. She got up in there and she began to minister. And I tell you what, Abby, when she began to minister, I began to feel the presence and the love of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And she began to preach to Mother. And Mother began to preach to her. And it was like I was there, but I wasn't there. And I was sitting back and I was watching this and I was reflecting on the week. And she began to tell us, she said, you know what? My calling was being a nurse. And I've loved it ever since I decided to be a nurse. And she said, but a few years ago, I got to where I couldn't do nursing anymore. She said, pain had inflicted my body so bad, I couldn't even walk in my calling. See, you think your calling is going to be easy? You're going to have things come up. I mean, come on now. Normal. It's life. She said, God, if you called this nurse, you got to heal this nurse. She said, Kelly, God reached down and He healed me. I've been nursing ever since. And you know what? Right there, in that moment, see, in all your ways, you acknowledge Him. You know what I did, Brother Mikey? I got in the corner and I just began to cry. And I said, God, I acknowledge You were here in every bit of the disaster, of the heartache, of the brokenness. God, You were in it. God, if You called this girl, I'll answer that call. You point me in the right direction. But you know what? God is all around you. He's there when you feel broken. He's there when you feel disappointed. He's there when you feel like nothing's there. Sometimes we can't even feel Him because we've let ourselves get too numb and get going too much. He's there in all of this with you, helping you every step of the way. And that was what I felt I needed to preach on, was that, you know what, child? God's all around you. He is perfecting. He is fixing. He is helping. He is loving. Give it to God. Give yourself to God. Let God handle every problem that you have. Ask Him where He wants you to be. And then be there. Because He's going to cause the right people to be in all these little moments in our life. Amen?
Amen.
Let's welcome Pastor back up here.
That was awesome. Where do we go with that? I think we go with this, that the Lord likes you just like you are. And if you'll let Him, He'll bring you up to where you'll like yourself more. When you don't like yourself, that's not the work of God. That's the work of the devil. You understand that? God doesn't never stop loving you. God never condemns you. Satan will talk you into doing something really bad. And then he'll make you hate yourself. You're a hypocrite. This and that and the other. But God, on the other hand, if there's a flaw, He'll say, hey, guess what? We're going to try to work on this today. We're going to try to work on this flaw this year. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're just going to continue on with this beautiful day of the Lord, and we're going to look at the things that are going right, because with all this dung, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere.
Yes.
Amen? Would you stand with me?
Yes,
and let the Lord bless you. Bless your coming in and bless your going out. Lord, You don't know what they did to me. Thus saith the Lord, oh yes I do. And I'm going to take care of it. I want you to believe that today. And lift up your hands and drink this blessing of the Lord into your life, into your spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance, his power, his favor, his promises, his goodness upon you, and give you peace and protection and direction and prosperity all the days of your life. And everyone said amen. Let's go to lunch.